Shalom, אנחנו נקרא...
Hello, we're going to read excerpts about the law of love in the system of Adam HaRishon. We'll continue with the excerpt number 54. You can ask questions in our website and we'll ask them during the lesson. Excerpt number 54 out of Likutei Halachot, Grace for the Food and the Last Water. Love will cover all crimes, meaning love that is of holiness, that is present in the point, covers all the crimes and cancels all the breaking of the heart and all the curses. Again, love will cover all crimes, meaning love that is of holiness, that is present in the point, covers all the crimes and cancels all the breaking of the heart and all the curses. We'll read excerpt number 55 out of Ma'ov Shemesh, Tetzaveh portion. It is written in the Midrash about Amalek, which karcha, meaning encountered you along the way, from the word krirut, coolness, meaning he put out their fire of love and chilled it. At first, they were in warmth and excited about loving one another, but Amalek brought them into coolness and chilled their love from loving one another. How did he cool them? Through arrogance and pride. For Amalek has the numerical value of Ram, high, meaning arrogance, haughtiness, and pride. The main thing that brings one to love another is by each one being lowly and despicable in his own eyes, always finding faults in everything he does, and seeing the actions of one's friend as very great in his eyes. By this he comes to love his friend and be in unity with him. Conversely, if he is great in his own eyes and feels proud, he naturally sees his friend's faults, and by this comes to hate him, since his friend is very lowly in his eyes. Amalek chilled Israel from the warmth and excitement to love one they had before.
Hadera.
Nu, Hadera.
The Bashtek.
Nini, what a Bashtek.
Take them off. Let's keep going. PT19.
We had a problem in the internet today. Well, he says he finds faults in all his actions and he sees his friend as greater than himself. Listen, is there such a thing? Is this natural to see someone else bigger than me at all in the work?
Yes. Believe me, even beginners who know nothing and don't understand, suddenly you'll start seeing them as greater than you.
In the meantime, I see them all like zeros. I'm so big. Look how they talk. They just speak words. They don't know what they're talking about. It's a terrible feeling seeing them this way.
That's just showing how far you are from spirituality. You're not even getting close.
If I'm in spirituality, I'll see them great.
You'll see how great they are. You'll see how righteous they are. That each and every one, they're angels. And yourself, you're going to see that if there's a person in this world that is wicked, it's only me.
Can I really reach the state of seeing that I'm the zero?
If you think it's worth it for you to see the world in such a way.
Yeah, but how do I come to that, being zero? The ego tells me I'm great.
you in practice try to behave towards the friends, you have a tent.
Go ahead, you can see them. A great tent.
So behave towards them as a zero?
Zero?
Yeah.
How is that expressed, that I'm zero? How is that?
Try in each and every moment to think of them, how you organize them more, how you bestow to them more, how you make your relationships in such a way that the force of love will be expressed there more.
I want to ask you a serious question. I really don't feel that. I don't feel to be zero.
Of course not. So what? But do you want it to be like that? Also not. But do you understand that this is what has to be? Yes. So from understanding, what do you do to want it? And then from wanting it, how will you implement it? That is the path.
I should play as if I'm zero?
Of course, just as you act in your life to be great.
And this will really bring me to a point that I feel I'm zero?
Yes, and only that. Only that. Only the exercises we have in the ten.
And who helps me here, the Creator or the friends?
Both. To the extent that's what you want to do with the friends, the Creator will help you. That's called, I dwell amongst my people. You'll see that the Creator is between them.
No. That's called spirituality? That I'm zero?
Yes, why not?
I thought it's something else.
That's the condition that you discover spirituality, is that you feel yourself in your will to receive, that you're a zero, and you forcefully make a zero of yourself, as Labash writes, and you annul yourself towards the friends. By that, you forcefully draw the light that reforms upon you and reveal the Creator, and then gradually, a correction comes to you.
Meaning, I want to draw the reflected light, the reforming light all the time?
Yes, yeah.
Got it, thanks.
I don't think you have to hear me. You listen to Tzvika from 10 years ago and learn from him.
Well, what was then?
Same thing as today.
No change.
No change.
So I'm advanced.
No, because you didn't even advance the recognition of evil, not even to the good.
So why is that? For 10 years?
You don't want to listen. Tomorrow you're going to ask the same thing.
How come? What, am I stupid?
You don't want to accept it inside. You don't want to.
I don't want to accept it inside.
Yeah.
What do you mean when you say the tense? You also said today that people with the tense, their stories, and then you said you don't want to accept it inside. You also talked about it in the beginning of the lesson. What do you mean? Maybe you can open it up a little.
Inside means to put it on your heart so it enters your heart.
How can I do it?
You think about it more and more.
Meaning annulling.
Yes. I used to write it here on my hand, so to not forget it. And then I forget to look at my hand, but still, I wrote it down.
You know that I really try to annul, but someone says like a sentence that's not in the right place, I forget everything and I fall there. That's my thing. I'm a bit irritated, I'm out of it. A bit, I fall. So how can I cause myself not to fall in these holes?
You have to show everybody a good example for a person who is drawn towards unity, because only in that you can reach a connection to the Creator. So give them a good example.
And then you advance.
I'm sorry, there's more people. Chadera, I want to ask again. Yeah?
There was a technical problem. A question is about the previous excerpt we read about the crimes that cover, that love covers them. What crimes are we talking about? Hating a friend, criticizing a friend in the tent. How do I cover it with love?
Everything against connection between us and between us. So the Creator has caught a crime. That's it. Because there's nothing else to do. Only to establish the shattered vessel of the Adam Rishon.
If I have criticism over a friend in the tent, is this criticism considered? These are crimes I should cover?
I want to see all the friends as beloved in my eyes. That's it. Even though I see negative things, I love them just like with my children.
Thank you.
Okay. Moshe, where are you?
56.
No, we won't. We won't read it.
It's from the Likutei Halachot, the blessings on seeing and personal blessings. The vitality is mainly through unity, by all the changes being included in the source of the unity. And it depends mainly on man, who is the essence of creation. And as is known, everything depends on him. For this reason, love your friend as yourself is the great rule of the Torah, to include in unity and peace the vitality, the sustenance, and correction of the whole of creation is mainly by people of differing views becoming included together in love, unity, and peace.
Is that clear? Yeah? I think it's clear. That's PT6 when I ask about that? Or not? Well, I'll ask.
Yes, a question about this. In times where people have very different views, socially, politically, and the situation in the country is very tense. In many of our tents, it's hard for friends to rise above it, and there are tensions within the tents.
Why?
It's because they are incapable of rising above the personal views, and it starts going into the relationship in the tent. How can we rise above it? What can you suggest for the friends to be able to rise above their personal views and to increase the connection?
In spirituality, there's nothing but connection. As much as each one is in his will to receive, the personal will to receive, also according to its size or character, according to that, we still say we all have to be connected. In one partsuf, you have 10 qualities. Those 10 qualities are all different from one end to the other. We don't even understand how much, but completely different. What do you have more from Chochmah and Bina? Chesed, Netzach, Gvura, Tiferet, Yesod, Daat. How it's no one resembles the other. If it's a partsuf, if it's 10 people, it's like we have 10 parties. 10 parties. Why is it written love will cover all crimes? On our opinions, on what? What are the crimes? What I think, and what he thinks, and what he thinks. And if these contradictions build distance between us, rejection, then that is called a crime. And then we are obligated to connect above it. And that is specifically in the example that we connect in our groups like that, then the whole world will see itself on the correct correction to connect between everybody above the disturbances, above the differences between each and every one. The world is going into a state that there will be greater and greater contradictions between every parts of the world, between every man and man. Like is written, that the dwellers of your home will hate you, in your family, with your wife, with your kids, with relatives, with everyone, every will. You're going to feel that everybody is contradicting one another. You'll see a developed nation, Jews in Israel, each one wants to be the prime minister. He's sure that only he can do it. Soon we'll have 40 parties. In America, it's 2. We have 40. And we have to understand that we have no choice. We have to advance in a way that we don't cancel one another. Also in corporeality, we don't cancel one another. This pluralism, the many opinions, is good. It means that each one is developed, because each one develops from his own point, from his point. I'm looking at each and every one here before me now. I have, let's say, 3,000 parties. Each one thinks that only he's right. And it's not a surprise. We'll get to the fact that it will be that way. And we will understand, I hope we'll understand by our studies, that you need to bow down only towards the Creator. Only towards the Creator, to lower your head, and that's it. But except for that, no, I don't relinquish my opinions, but I have my opinions, you have your own, and each and every one still leaves those opinions, and above them he develops love. Love, even though I hate his opinions, but him I love. That's it. Because the Creator is in him. The Creator is in him. And that is the point I love. That's the point I connect to. And then we get a great aviyut, that each one is coarse and big. And above that, we build connection and love. That's how it is in Gmar Tikkun. That's why we need to study and learn how to hate the other, and above that, to love the other. And one has nothing to do with the other. What does that mean? That hatred is hatred and love is love. That is something special. We will need to develop this between us and explain it to all of humanity. That's why we don't annul each of them. We just want to show them, and they'll need it soon, that love will cover our crimes, and that is the truth. And the middle line. Only in such a way. And the world will need it, because otherwise it is going into doom. And that is something the upper light won't let it happen, but it'll need it, and then it'll listen. And then they'll understand that justice is with us, because there's no choice. There's no choice. That's why what you are discovering in all your groups, that there are all kinds of frictions, it's good. But right away, you shouldn't forget and remind each other to cover it with love. Love covers all crimes. Let's maybe prepare materials about that tomorrow and study it. It's very relevant to all of humanity now and also to us, I see. Our problem, what I'm listening, what I'm hearing now, is that groups are getting impressions from the external world. And for me, it's the lower world. And we have to be the upper world above this world. And we're getting impressions from them. How can that be? We have to bestow to them. And it turns out that they're influencing us. That is... We need to finish with that. So tomorrow, let's learn how we cover our crimes with love. And for now, info.
We'll continue our broadcast today at 10 a.m. Simeon Vinoko along with Rav until 10:30, and immediately after that, 10:30 till 11:30, the writers meeting along with Rav. In the evening, the hour of the morning lesson together, 6 to 7 p.m. And it's Thursday, so we're out in dissemination. There is no workshop. Let's continue with the song.
De fuerza para abrir bien los corazones cuando la luz asome, dejemos nuestra alma libre y llenaremos nuestros pozos que en el tiempo quedaron secos. Como el árbol crecemos con el brillo en los ojos. Dale, dale, bella jatale. Y volver a Cuba le cava si una ale, bella ale. A subir, unidos a subir. Caemos y nos levantamos al fin. A subir, unidos a subir. Hay un rezo del corazón que quiere acercarse y dentro de él. A un nombre acurrucarse. Yesh tfila shel dmaot shepotchot sharei shamayim vekoshot hakzavot od me'at nilmad lichyot. Asuvir, asuvir, unidos asuvir, caemos y nos levantamos al fin. Asuvir.